La bibliothèque in situ est très heureuse aujourd'hui donc de rencontrer Johanna Hopkins qui est en résidence dans le cadre du projet ECIDA. Bonjour Johanna.
Bonjour Fabien.
Et un petit mot aussi pour préciser que cet entretien sera fait avec l'aide de Flavien Paget. Bonjour Flavien.
Bonjour.
Donc, pour te situer aussi, donc, tu es également artiste et tu as séjourné il y a peu de temps encore à Dublin, donc c'était pour ceci qu'on a pensé intéressant de créer cette rencontre tous les deux. Donc, première question, Johanna, comment as-tu découvert le projet ECIDA et pourquoi tu as présenté ta candidature pour cette résidence?
So, how did you learn about ECIDA project and why did you apply?
I learned about the ECIDA project on the interweb, the internet. There's a thing in Ireland called the Visual Artists Ireland organization, and they send out an email every week of all the opportunities. So I saw it there first, I think. And then I had to go onto the website and create a profile, and then I was able to apply for the residency. And the reason I applied for the residency is because I've always liked France. I apply for a lot of residencies, and they're a good thing to do in order to make work. And this particular residency, it seemed open in that you proposed what you wanted to make, and there was no remit, there was no brief, as in like you have to respond to this and you have to use these parameters. So for me, it was very open, and I was like, oh, I can do what I want somewhere new, which would be good.
Thank you. Alors, pour toi, tu l'as un peu dit déjà à l'instant, mais un temps de résidence, comment tu le conçois, comment tu l'intègres dans ta démarche d'artiste? Et est-ce que ça t'aide à imaginer un projet déjà réfléchi avant de venir, ou est-ce que le projet se développe depuis que tu es là, depuis 10 jours?
So, how do you include this residency period in your artistic practice? And is it to help for a work in progress or a project that you're working on?
Oh yeah, this particular residency, I used it to develop a piece of work, a specific piece of work I want to make. So at the beginning I was like, oh, I'll get that finished in 7 days. And now I'm like, no you won't, that's impossible. And the reason the residencies are good for my practice and the reason I go for them is because most of them, particularly like this one where it's open and you choose what you want to do, it's this perfect space in which you get out of your natural environment and your natural life, and you don't think about it, and then you have a lot of time and thinking to develop ideas, and you're in a different, I find when you're in a different physical space and out of the real world, you're not as focused on things like doing the shopping or finding jobs or doing your other work or whatever. So it's like it frees up your headspace in which to completely focus on something. Sure. So that's why I apply for a lot of residencies. And this particular residency, because it was focused on digital art and that's the medium I want to work in. I like lots of mediums, but this was particularly interesting to me. And just the fact that it was a partnership and there seemed to be a lot of support. And also, there is no formula. There is no expectation at the end for an exhibition. So it wasn't deadline-driven. It wasn't objective-driven. It was very, you get what you need to get out of it. So.
But 10 days was really short.
It's the shortest residency I've ever done. Yeah, I think the only other shorter residency I've done has been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So this was really short. Again, though, it's like you're here then and it seems longer, but also it's not really 10 days because you arrive on the first day, you leave on the second day. I think I took Sunday off as well, so there's no, it's not 7 days, really.
Yeah, so at least it's really intense. Or
yeah, but you do get lots of thinking time, so that's good, yeah.
Okay, and Johanna, tu as pu aussi profiter de ta résidence pour profiter de la bibliothèque, de notre espace. Donc, j'ai vu que tu avais sélectionné quelques documents notamment des livres de la section Digital Art, et en particulier la revue Norale. Mais est-ce qu'il y a, toi, de manière un peu plus générale, et c'est là la question, quel rôle joue la bibliothèque ou la lecture, donc de sur papier ou en ligne, peu importe, mais dans tes réflexions et dans ce que ça va peut-être te donner comme idée, ou voilà.
So you got some time to see our library, the library here, and so we can see here that you took a lot of books there. So which readings inspired you, or which role the documentation is playing in your artwork in general?
Actually, I just was looking through all the books for any artworks that piqued my interest. And like, what have I here? All the Neural magazines. So I wasn't familiar with the Neural magazines until Fabian told me about them. And he said it's all about Dushar. And I was like, all right, okay. And magazines are nice because you can flick through them and go, okay, that project looks interesting, or la la. So because the library is so big here and it's a fantastic resource, so when I came in and Fabian showed it to me, I was like, oh, wow, there's lots to get through there.
And you just 10 days. Just
yeah, exactly. So that's why a month here would be amazing, because every day you could look and search and that. So I really like the magazines because they give you bite-size information about stuff in your magazines. And then I guess this one was cool, so I've earmarked them. I need to photocopy something. But the one that Fabian pointed out, the Museum of Modern Art, it's like from the, what year was it? The Machine and Mechanical Age, and it goes through all the kind of history and things you know about, which I thought was interesting, the machine and art and how, you know, it starts with mechanical and photography and then the moving image and stuff. It's actually really nice because there's a page on a history of each artist, and so that was nice to flip through and look at things. But so then there was another one, sorry.
You came here with a special idea of your project, but these readings changed a bit your idea? Or
no, not at all. No, I was hoping they would. As in, so I had this idea for my project, and I was like, okay, well, every day I'm going to flick through books and see how other people do stuff. But actually, no, nothing has really changed the project itself, because I don't think I've really had enough time to do a huge amount of research.
Yeah, but it's like feeding the project. And
yeah,
research.
It's feeding ideas, not directly, not like, oh my god, he used blue, I should use blue, you know?
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But this one was interesting. Have you read it? It's the book, this one, sorry. So this Art and Technology in 1967 to 1971. And then I saw it referenced somewhere else. And it's funny, I was drawn to it. It's really, really interesting. So it's like literally from 1969, which is years ago. And they put all these different artists into companies in America to develop art technology projects. So quite famous artists like Andy Warhol and James Turrell. And what's interesting is like they have a copy of the contractual agreements between the artists. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting even for now, how they did it. Then there's like letters back from another artist going, I don't agree with this in the contract. You're giving over all the artworks to the companies. So that was kind of interesting to read. And then to see what they did with different companies. But then there's, look at this. Do you notice anything?
Maybe difficult to recognize. No.
Yeah. So I didn't even see this first. Mm. This was the second thing I saw. The first I saw, oh, who are the artists invited?
Okay, like
there was one female artist. Yeah, one female artist out of like over 50. The rest were all men. And then when you read the introduction, they put a call out, but they had chosen artists and invited artists to come and do this project and pick companies to work with. And then they said that when other artists heard about the project, they started approaching them going, can we be involved? And in this article, in this introduction, they said that they got a huge amount of interest from female artists. Like, they actually say it in the introduction. Anyway, it says there, we got a huge amount of interest from female artists, and like that was like, you know,
so important that they had to write it down in the introduction. And yet, when it came to choosing artists, like there's one female artist in there, there's one female name, which I just think is insane. But anyway, it was 1970, different times or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there was another statement by Paul, which is in this book, and then it's in this book as well, and it's about the ascent of technology and the machine and the computer, and just the way that it's written, I've highlighted how it comes across to me.
Mm-hmm. It is a quotation from the...
Yeah, from Paul... something.
Hollande.
A French art critic and philosopher. But like, he wrote this in 1920 or something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, so I suppose when I'm looking to things, these things just jump out at me, you know, a lack of female representation, and then sometimes you come across a quote where an art critic is like, what does the mechanical age mean? And he's like, the machine is made in my image, but the machine is his daughter without a mother, born without a mother. And that just struck me a huge amount, because he was equating the evolution of something, the mechanical age being like it doesn't come from anything else, you can recreate it over and over again, so it's like a child being born without a mother. But here it's all like him, and then his daughter born without a mother, but the man is still really important. And I was like, ah, fuck off, you know. But anyway, so some things that have jumped out to me looking at books was those two big things, really. So I feel it's important as a female artist to pursue my interest in digital art. And you know, what I was saying earlier about the coding was so difficult, and I was like, I'm still intent on pursuing that. Just it didn't happen this week.